Welcome to the More Clients, Less Effort podcast, where we provide expert insights and strategies to turbocharge your business growth. I'm your host, Tim Hyde, and in this series, we'll unpack the secrets, proven systems, and the sales and marketing strategies used by successful business owners to attract, convert, and keep A-class clients on autopilot. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur looking to scale your customer acquisition or a budding startup owner looking to crack the code on attracting the right clients, you've come to the right place. Join us on this journey to building a thriving business that leaves a lasting impact. Now let's get started.
I think super important point there is actually it's okay to say no, and both, you know, big takeaways for me in that is actually sort of increasing your ticket price and having an application process and actually saying no to people actually is quite transformative, right? And I think we often fear that, oh my God, if I say no to someone, where will my next customer come from?
Right.
There is the next customer there. And because you're charging more money for your products and services, you can actually have the opportunity to work more in depth with the ones that you are attracting. Incidentally, if you want to buy anything from me, I will keep our current prices for another week, and then you can sort of, then they go up. Right. So just reach out.
Now, you're going to work with Tim, right? Now, make it happen yesterday, because I'm telling you, he's increasing the prices after this conversation.
So it's not 27,000, it's 37. All right. So yeah, I know you've got it in your process to attract a high number of really high quality people in to your funnel, to your, you know, your sales and marketing machine. You run a video challenge. Talk to me about, actually, well, talk to me. I mean, video is just the means of doing so. And we've spoken about that, about why, but talk to me about this idea of what a challenge is and why you'd run one. And perhaps let's touch on who it'd be good for.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? We started challenges about 3 years ago, just when COVID came around, or just around that time. Because one of the things that we've noticed is that people find it hard to execute on the simplest of simplest tasks on their list of things to do. It's crazy. I mean, we all do. We're all guilty of doing that. And a lot of times those simple tasks have a massive impact on the final outcome of whatever people are trying to achieve in their businesses. So what we decided was, if we're going to go into a challenge, we need to make sure that the challenge is like a triage. Just like if there's an emergency and if you're bleeding internally and if the bleeding is going to cause fatal death and the only way to save the patient is to break a particular rib that they could get into and then stop the bleeding. And if they have to break the rib temporarily, they will do that, but that will save that life. That's called a triage. I know it's a gory kind of a metaphor, but to bring the point home, it has to be. A challenge, whole idea of a challenge is to really stretch someone to get off their comfort zone, get out of their familiar territory and actually take massive action for that simple of simple things to get that done, because that simple thing has a massive impact on their life, right? As far as their business is concerned. So, or personal lives as well. So with that intention, we created a program and a challenge, which was not a course. It's not one you buy and put it on the shelf. There are no replays. Right. You can't go back and catch up. You got enough to catch up on anyway, which is why you're missing out on most of the things. So none of that is available. This is purely a doing event. It's an action, a pure action-based event, a hyper-action event. That means you come in on day one, it's a five-day event, and people come in the first day and boom, the first day itself, they get to know exactly what kind of videos to create, for who they're going to create it, how they're going to target it, what kind of message they're going to put out. They get exactly what they need for creating the content of each video on that day one. And off they go after that an hour later, and their assignment is to shoot those videos. And then they publish those videos or post them, at least in the private group of the event or the challenge, so that we can provide them with feedback during the challenge. But they can certainly use those videos, you know, in their ad campaigns or organic posting, whatever they do on all their platforms. So we do that every single day. And then once the videos are done, now what? Like how, okay, you're generating leads and engagement through your videos. Great. But how do you convert those now? How do you have a conversation and convert them? And so that happens during the challenge. And we lay down a strategy. We give them five different frameworks and strategies that are proven, trial tested, that actually have created over $14.2 million in revenue and sales. So we give that, hand it over literally to them. So they can literally take that. And if they choose to execute, they can get that kind of result, or can get more or less, whatever, they'll get results. Like We've had crazy results, dude. Like, we've had people who've had multiple six-figure joint venture deals come out of it. From one video out of 21.
Let's talk mechanics. In this case, we're using video to convey the message. All right. The challenge itself is, let's talk nuts and bolts here. Registration page, right? Mm. Obviously, you're blasting out, you know, with some pre-content using video, obviously, to say, come into our challenge through your social media channels. Presumably, you're sending out a bunch of emails to your list as well for people who haven't done the challenge before or potentially done the challenge but not progressed on to the next step. We want to do those people again, right? So we're going to re-engage them. They weren't quite ready the first time.
Correct.
Day one, live training, presumably, come in.
Yeah, so we have two levels in the challenge. People can attend the general admission or they can attend the VIP. It's up to them. We're actually about to introduce a VIP Platinum, and that'll be a higher price as well. So right now, general admission is $97. This is a session where people get in once they register. And on day one, from day one for the 5 days, they go into the Facebook group to attend the event, virtual event. And we live stream it inside the Facebook group. Okay. But if they want to have questions answered, if they've got questions, because everyone's got questions, everyone's got some level of bottleneck. Or
you probably want to create the opportunity to ask questions. That's the VIP experience, right?
If correct.
You questions, you join the VIP group.
100%. So that's where we do a special Zoom session 1 hour prior to the general session. And they get access in the Zoom room to sit down with us and ask questions specifically for their business. And we can coach them and give them high level coaching and guidance and answer their questions specifically for their needs in their business. Now,
Now we're running a bunch of emails to get people to day two, day three, day four, building on the narrative of day five. And day five is like, join our okay. Do you want to continue on with us? Buy more stuff, right? Okay. So we got the idea of the challenge. I want to know how, when you introduced this challenge, how did it transform? We're talking about six-figure days, and we're really talking about this challenge is a paid sales event where you're getting to give people a little sneak peek of what they get in your main program, isn't it? That's how we really generate these five, six, seven-figure days, isn't it?
Absolutely. So we're very transparent, and we let people know right up front on day one that we will be making them an offer on day five, and they will have an opportunity to apply. And only if they make it, then we go ahead and receive the payment. We do not accept payments during the challenge for that. When we do put it out, it's an application only, and only the applicants get a chance to see the offer. And then based on that, whoever is keen to get involved and based on who makes it through, then they get through and they, you know, we move forward with a program, which is a year's program. So the reason why we choose to charge for it, because we've had people say to us in the past, you know, do a free event. It's better to do a free event. Because you'll reach more people. And we're not interested in doing that, because when you do any kind of free thing, it attracts freeple people. And I have nothing against freeple people. I like free stuff too sometimes. But
freeple people.
Yeah, freeple people.
Okay, but we don't want no freeples going forward.
We don't want no freeples. So freeple people out the game. We don't want them, because when people don't pay anything, they don't pay any attention. When people pay a little, they pay a little attention. When people pay a lot, they pay a lot of attention. So if I get someone to pay a little, they'll pay a little attention compared to someone who doesn't pay anything at all. So that's step one. But now that someone is paid, we call it confirmation bias in the sales process, which means if I've paid something bought something from you, and if you're going to make an offer to buy something from you again, chances are high that in my rationalization and justification and my emotions, my emotional decision of buying, because every decision that's made from buying is an emotional decision, and then it's backed up by rationalization and justification, I will have a biasness towards my own actions of buying from you, because now in my head, I'm going, you know what? Or in my heart as well, I'm going, I like the guy. I've already bought something from him. So this is not a matter of me having to, he's not trying to rip me off. I already bought something from him. So, you know, I'm already a customer. So that subconscious conversation that occurs is called confirmation bias. And therefore, I'm more biased towards the confirmation of me purchasing already from you. Therefore, I'm happy to pull out my credit card or, you know, pay for whatever you have to offer, because I can see the promise in the land.
That's right. And you're absolutely true. But it also recognizes that the thing you're delivering, even in the challenge, even as a little sort of micro taste test, that has value to people too. And if they don't want to recognize that value, they're never going to recognize value in 100%. The bigger thing, are they?
Insane. No, they won't. Sometimes what happens is people, they don't even apply when they made the offer, right? They don't even go through the application process. They decide before even looking at it, before I even complete my sentence, many of them just resign from the idea of doing it. And so they've automatically disqualified themselves. And I've got nothing against that. I completely support that. And I, in fact, congratulate them for, you know, opting themselves out and not taking a chance. But there's one thing for sure. We don't hold back at all during the challenge, mate. Like, yeah, I might say that we're giving a sample to someone, but I say that because it's only 5 days of hanging out with us. That's why it's a sample. But in saying that, we don't hold nothing back. Like, our goal is, if we've got 100 people in the room and no one made it through the application, it's perfectly fine. We want to make sure that in those 5 days, we've made an impact. We've created an influence, and we've definitely gone ahead and immersed them into, got them involved in their, you know, next level that they want to go to with their video content.
My last question around this, right? Challenge, clearly we're all convinced now that challenges are the way to go. And if you're not doing a challenge, right, have a think about how that might work in your sales process.
Great model.
Is there a particular type of business, right? You're in a coaching consulting business, right? You run a community of entrepreneurs. Do you think that a challenge particularly suits a coaching style business, or could you run a challenge for your plumbing business?
Oh, good question. Any business, bro, any business on the planet. The best part is you could have an e-commerce business. I mean, plumbing business is easy, right? Why am I saying that it's easy? It's because most service-based businesses don't understand the power of productizing their service. They don't know how to productize their service. So a challenge is a digital product. And if you can productize your service and create a challenge out of that, the challenge comes from the idea of what you're productizing. Meaning this, as a hypothetical example, if I were a plumber and if I knew the truth that I could make more money teaching other people how to run a plumbing business than me going as a plumber and running a team of plumbers in my company and going and servicing clients to solve plumbing issues, if I knew I could make more money teaching other people the plumbing world, I would instantly jump on the bandwagon and productize a way to then create a product that'll serve these people, like a course or an event or a coaching program of some nature, even a challenge, right? Like, you can go and attract these aspiring plumbers who want to start their plumbing businesses. They're studying, they're coming out of school and they're learning how to be a plumber. You can be the go-to guy as an expert and show them how it's done because you're already running a successful business as a plumber. And so now you have a chance to create a challenge and lead them through a way, showing them take one simple step and show them how to do it. And all you're putting in is about if you did a general admission session, which is 1 hour, you did a VIP, that's another hour. So that's 2 hours times 5 days. Let's say you had a graduation day and you have a 6 day, or you wanted to throw in a bonus training, you had a 6 day. So that's 6 to 12. So you got 12 hours of work and you dropped an offer, which is about, you know, $10,000 a pop. And out of 100 people that joined your challenge, you got 10% conversion rate. Dude, you made $100,000 straight up.
Not bad for 12 hours work, right?
Exactly.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of More Clients, Less Effort. Join us next time for another insightful discussion filled with actionable advice and inspiring stories, all geared towards helping you grow and scale your business simply and easily. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite app so you never miss an episode. See you next time.